Save over $200 when you book weekly stays with Vrbo. This winter, if you need to work, why not work from a chalet? If you haven't seen your college besties since, well, college, you need a week to fully catch up in a snowy cabin. And if you have to stay in a remote place with your in-laws, you should save over $200 a week. That's the least we can do. So, you might as well start digging out the long johns, because saving over $200 on a week-long snowcation rental is in the cards. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey there, clarity seekers. Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little more focus and a whole lot less stress. Ever feel like that tiny voice in your head is constantly raining on your parade? You know, the one that whispers doubts, highlights every perceived flaw, and makes you question everything you do. Yeah, we've all been there. It's called self-criticism, and it can be a real drag on our happiness and productivity. But guess what? We don't have to let it run the show. Today, we're diving deep into overcoming self-criticism and silencing that negative inner critic. Get ready to unlock your potential and embrace a more positive, empowered you. So, how do we kick this negativity to the curb? Let's break down 5 key takeaways that can seriously level up your mindset. First things first, awareness. You can't fight what you don't acknowledge, right? Start paying attention to those negative thoughts. What triggers them? When are they most prevalent? Recognizing the patterns is the first step to breaking free from their grip. Think of it like catching a fly with your hand, got to see it coming before you can swat it away. Next up, challenge those thoughts. Just because your inner critic says something doesn't mean it's true. Ask yourself, is this thought helpful? Is it based on facts or feelings? Often, our self-criticism stems from fear and insecurity, not reality. So, call out those lies. Replace negative statements with positive affirmations. Instead of I can't do this, try I'm capable of learning and growing. Embrace imperfection. Listen, nobody's perfect, not even your favorite superhero. Striving for flawlessness is a recipe for disappointment. Accept that mistakes are inevitable, learn from them, and move on. Remember, it's not about being perfect, it's about progress. Celebrate your wins big and small. Now, here's a game changer. Focus on gratitude. Shifting your attention to the good things in your life can significantly impact your overall outlook. Take a moment each day to appreciate the little things: a warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunset, a kind gesture from a stranger. Gratitude is like a mental reset button, helping you break free from the negativity cycle. Finally, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend. We're all human, and we all make mistakes. Be gentle with yourself, forgive your shortcomings, and remember that you are worthy of love and respect, just as you are. Ever feel like you're constantly second-guessing yourself? Maybe you're on the verge of starting a new project, but the voice in your head whispers doubts about your ability to succeed. Or perhaps you made a mistake at work and now you're replaying it over and over, beating yourself up for every little detail. Sound familiar? Well, I was struggling with this exact scenario just last week. I had this brilliant idea for a new podcast segment, something I thought could really resonate with listeners. But as soon as I started brainstorming, that old critic piped up, questioning my creativity, doubting the format, and basically making me feel like a complete novice. I almost gave up before even starting. But then I remembered these key takeaways. Challenge the thoughts, embrace imperfection, and practice self-compassion. So, instead of letting fear take over, I decided to take a leap of faith. I jotted down my ideas, embraced the potential for it to be imperfect, and reminded myself that failure is simply an opportunity to learn and grow. The result? My listeners loved it. They found the new segment refreshing and insightful. It was a reminder that sometimes the most rewarding experiences come from overcoming our doubts and taking risks. So, remember this. You're capable of achieving amazing things. Silence that inner critic, embrace your imperfections, and keep moving forward with confidence. Take these insights and apply them to your own life. You've got this. Now go out there, crush it, and make me proud. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little clarity boost, leave us a review, and join the conversation on social media. Until next time, stay focused, stay positive, and keep striving for that inner clarity. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.